Hello, Squadron.
So this was a dream from a few nights ago that took place in a house. And the house seemed to be a little bit newer. On the newer side, it was white walls, gray carpet. And I was sitting on a couch with a friend, like an L couch. Not like an L, more like a U couch. It's like an L couch, but double. And we're watching the TV. And the TV's mounted on the wall, just for, you know, just to get an idea of what's going on here. But for some reason, we're both, like, naked, laying under blankets. He's laying on, like, the left side of the couch, I'm laying on the right. And we're both naked. Actually, a better way to put this is I'm explaining this dream, or actually I'm trying to explain this dream to my girlfriend. I think that's the idea. And, yeah, because I'm trying to explain what happened, but, like, yeah, I think that's a good way to put it. Like, in the dream, I was recounting how the story went, but it was still a part of the dream. So, we're watching the TV. Out of the blue, this guy's girlfriend comes in, and she's like, all right, I'm gonna, you know, give you some oral fellatio, you know what I mean? Something like that. And I'm like, what? And then she pulls it like a, I don't know how to describe, okay, so, you know how toothpaste, it's almost like she pulled out a thing of like Crest toothpaste. Like she shot this like cream, like she had like this cream that shot out and it was like white and red and blue. And she like squirted that out on my willy. And then, on my pecker. And then she, puts her mouth on it. I'm like, oh! And I pull away and I'm like, I can't do this. And she was like, oh, that's not what you came here for? And she was like, okay, follow me. And I'm like, what? And then, like, my buddy is not saying anything. He's just on the couch. And so we walk to another room in the house, and it's full of, marijuana, like, wax or whatever. And she's like, you wanted some of this? I was like, yes, this is why I'm here. And she was like, okay, here you go. Like, sorry for the confusion. And, like, in the dream, I'm trying to tell my girlfriend this, like, without sounding like it's my fault. Because, like, how was I supposed to know she was going to come in there and do that to me? But at the same time, why was I naked underneath the covers if I didn't want something to happen like that? So, like, I was trying to explain. I was trying to lie to her in my dream, but I just couldn't. I was like, yeah, well, I was naked under there for some reason, and she just did that. And I was like, oh. And she was just, but the dream cuts to me leaving the house, and then I just go for a walk. I go, the house is positioned in a wooded hills, and there's brick roads. It resembles the eastern side of town that I live on, and I was just walking, and the roads were brick, too. I think that's a pretty good note. Very well shaded. I'm walking along, and the road goes over the crest of a hill, and there's this cemetery, but it's populated with a bunch of people, like, doing, like, the classic things you see in a park at, like, in the movies, where it's, like, people are having picnics and flying kites and conversating, having meals, you know, what you see in the films. And I just come upon these people, and they're just doing their thing. And I don't remember anything else. That was pretty much it, but I thought that was pretty interesting. Yeah. Okay. Bye-bye.